This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Holiday shopping is probably pretty far from your mind as you're heading to the beach or grilling out before the fireworks, but for retailers, it began months ago when they had to start placing orders. What they sell after Thanksgiving can make or break their year. But as Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports, predicting consumer tastes 6 months ahead has never been harder.
I'm at a trendy boutique in Los Angeles called Black Market. The store's buyer, Han Nguyen, shows me around, pointing out high-waist swimsuits, gold necklaces, vegan leather handbags.
So if you step into our gift side here, we have a little bit of everything. We have hats, men's shoes.
Nguyen says she's already made her choices for the holiday season. In fact, she placed her last winter order on the day I visited.
Today, I ordered some Star Wars socks,
which she loves.
Especially because my name is like Han, so I relate to like Han Solo.
Nguyen says Black Market sales were strong last holiday season, but that wasn't the case for a lot of companies. According to the National Retail Federation, sales grew by just 3%, below what was expected. Stacy Widlitz is president of SW Retail Advisors.
You know, retailers are going to look at their plan and say, you know, wow, we really need to go into the marketplace very lean because the consumer is just not biting.
Widlitz says over the last few years, retail companies have tried to make more conservative bets for the holiday season.
And it just seems to be not conservative enough.
So that leads to too much inventory, then big sales, and low margins. Morningstar analyst Bridget Weischer says another issue is the consumer has changed.
We've seen spend shift towards things like home items, travel,
restaurants, electronics,
basically more experience type stuff.
Clothing sales during the holiday season are the hardest things to predict, says Moody's retail analyst Charlie O'Shea.
There's obviously a lot of science here, but there's also a reasonable amount of luck involved when you plan for the holiday.
Take last winter, for example. He was sitting out in his back porch in New York, sporting shorts and a T-shirt.
You know, you're not going to sell down coats at 50 off in that environment, much less 30 off, much less at full price.
But retailers can put off worrying about that for a few months. Right now, they need to think about spring 2017. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.